existence and for immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out, just begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy of your praise. Come on. He's worthy of your praise. Come on, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Come on. He's worthy. Come on out, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. Come on now. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to say it again. What you see in the natural is only temporary. Come on now. What you're going through is only temporary. Let me say it again. What you're going through is only temporary. Let me say that one more time. What you're going through is only temporary. Come on now. Ha, glory. Come on now. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that this atmosphere has been activated and energized by the blood of Jesus. Father, we welcome you. We welcome the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Word. Father, we welcome your anointing, your yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Father, we declare and decree that we're going to walk in this power of all, the power of all. Father, walking in our divine origin and unity with God. Woo, come on now. Your divine origin and unity with God. See, when you get into alignment with God, hey, glory. Woo, my God, the Bible says this. Now listen, this is the Word. Okay. Here we go. Let me just go here. We're going to go to Philippians chapter 4. Come on, grab your Bible. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. Woo, go, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let me say that again. The Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. See, you can't separate God from His Word. Let me say that one more again, because I want you to get this. See, you must get this in your spirit, in your heart, and in your knower, that no matter what it looks like, everything starts and ends with the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And okay, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, or when the world began, when God began, okay, in the beginning. See, God begins everything with the Word. The Word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. See, I'm just telling you things that you should know, because the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. And when you get the understanding that, listen, when you get the understanding, amen. When you get the understanding, when you get the understanding, the devil can't come that way anymore. I'm going to say it again. When you get the understanding, the devil cannot come that way anymore. I'm going to say it one more again. When you get the understanding, the devil cannot come that way anymore. That's Matthew chapter 13. Amen. But Philippians chapter 4, check this out. We're going to start right here. Philippians chapter 4. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Look at what it says. Verse 13. Well, we're going to look at verse 12. Man, verse 11. Oh, my God. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens or with strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. See, when we understand, now listen, this is the power of all, our divine origin and unity with God. I can do all things through Christ. My trust is in God. My purposeful existence was given to me with the talents, gifts, and abilities to fulfill the purpose. And God is actively involved. His imminence is at work in my life 24/7. Oh, come on now. So when we get the understanding, okay, oh my God, that everything in the universe comes from God, God is the ultimate creator and source of everything. This means that all things are connected because they come from the same source. We are related because we share the same roots. For by him, Colossians chapter 1, all things were created in heaven and in earth, both visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So, when we get the understanding right now, how glory. Oh my God, did you catch that? How glory that through him and with him, all things, we, oh my God, we're able to do this. 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 High glory. We're able to do this. High glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. We're able to do all things. We have unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or think. See, when you understand God's way of doing things, his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. So when you understand that when we get the seed of the word, everything that we need to fulfill or to come or to complete the task set before us, the will of God, he's already given us the empowerment to fulfill it. Oh, come on now. John chapter 1, verse 12. To as many as received him, the word, he gave to them the power to become the sons of God. He gave to them his ability to become. So let's make sure that we're able, by receiving the word, we're able, we are connected, we are able, listen. We are walking this thing out. Okay, listen, understand this. We are in a time, we are in the ninth month, okay, which the number nine means new birth, manifestation, recovery, a new start, and a renaissance, okay? What is today? Today is the 17th, okay? The 17th, which is the 1 + 7, which equals 8. 8 means new beginning, transition, first, the divine mind, the universe, and Christ, God himself. So when we understand we're in a time of new beginning, we're in a time, listen, oh my God, my God, you're in a time, in a season of new beginning. of new birth. God wants to take you to another level. When you understand that you are in a time that God wants to put you back in your seat and place of authority. And you won't be able to do it without understanding your divine origin, and unity must be connected with Elohim, God, the Father, woo, the Creator. Oh my God. Did you get something? If you're getting something this month, someone type amen. Come on now. I don't know where everybody is, but listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Be encouraged. You can do all things. You can do all things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Be blessed.